We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Week three of football's in the books. Now it's time to get ready for week four. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week four, DraftKings Sportsbook bringing back their can't-miss offer. So if you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, you head to the App Store because you don't want to miss out. Here's how it works. You place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash $100. How can you pass that up? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week four, bet a dollar on them, win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost, terms and conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Back in with me are Bob Flounders and Andrew P. Shea. Andy, I'm looking for your little note to remind me to announce the winner. I haven't seen it yet.
I think you're doing better, Jimmy. You're not showing
training
your
wheels
age.
Are off.
Yeah, you're not showing your age a little better in recent weeks.
You're tough. That one struck home. Anyway, we do have a winner from our Ask Ross segment, and that is Jay from Delaware. Jay was smart enough to ask Ross about if he ever caught a pass in the NFL. That led to a wonderful story from Ross. Spoiler alert, no, he did not. All right. Although he was open, they just didn't get the ball to him. All right, guys, here in quarter number four, here's what I'd like to talk to you about, and that is the Penn State schedule. It's been out for a couple weeks now, and my question for you is pretty simple. We all know the big game on the schedule is week number two against Ohio State. That is the game that they will most likely be an underdog for. The rest of the games, most of them, if not all, they will be a favorite, but that does not mean there aren't games that they have to look out for. So after looking at the schedule, I'm going to start with you, Bob. Where is the other game that concerns you for this Penn State team beyond Ohio State?
Yeah, so if the question is, if you're asking me for just one game that I would have to pick, I think it's a little bit of a tough call. I'm sure Andy's got some thoughts as well. We might not agree on this, but I'm gonna go with the obvious one. For me, they have to prove that they can beat Michigan on the road. It's late in the year, November 28th, scheduled for a Saturday in Ann Arbor. They have not been competitive against Jim Harbaugh when the game has been in Ann Arbor. I think it was 49-10. In 2016, 42-7 in 2018. There's another game that's very dangerous in my mind, but you know, the Lions need to win that game for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of unknowns about Michigan. They do have some talent. There won't be a crowd at the game, obviously, the way as we talk about it now. But to me, that's the game I think that Penn State, to me, has to show that they can beat this team in Michigan.
Bob, a lot's going to change between now and then. I haven't seen this, but if the books put out a point spread for that game right now, who would be favored?
Boy, I think, and I do think that they will take into account the history, but I also think they're going to take into account like recency and how the teams are playing. Michigan's breaking in a new quarterback. I think the more talented team top to bottom is Penn State. I really do. But they've been pretty that 2018 team that went into Michigan was talented, and they just got hammered. boy, that game to me has to be close to a pick 'em right now. But I do think how the two teams are playing in mid-November are going to dictate who's favored. Usually you get, 3 to 7 points because of the home field advantage because of the crowd, but there's not going to be a crowd. So I think bookies are going to struggle with that, I think, all season, trying to determine what does home field advantage mean.
Okay, Andy, I'm going to let you pick another team, another trap game for you. But before you get to that, give me your answer to that. You're setting up the point spread for that Michigan game. What do you got?
Right now, right? You're talking right now.
Right now, I'm counting on you to set the spread. What are you doing?
I'd make Penn State a 5.5-point favorite.
Wow.
So I had, as we're talking about the other games, I had three of them. I had them in order. Michigan was on my list. They were third. I'm overprepared. Sorry. It's Jim Harbaugh and the quarterback position at Michigan again, right? We're going to fire that back up. He's never quite figured it out, so we get to watch that joyride. The fact that they're playing Penn State later in the year, it kind of feels like to me right now that favors Michigan a little bit. I mean, they're replacing a lot of guys on the offensive line. They always have depth and talent and experience, it seems, at the wide receiver and running back positions, but because of the quarterback problem under Harbaugh, it never seems to like expose itself in their full bloom. Like, you always think, like, well, the receivers are underperforming a little bit, the running backs are underperforming a little bit. And to me, it still goes back to the quarterback position with Harbaugh, and they're going to be good defensively. That's just, they're going to be one of the better defenses in the Big Ten. You can count on that, and that's kind of why I had them third on my list of. These are games other than Ohio State that kind of concern me.
All right. Give us the next name on your list.
Well,
then,
the number one on my list is right out of the chute, Bob. It's Indiana. I just think that this is a team that had 8 wins a year ago. I think their quarterback is a big-time player. I know he's been dogged by injuries the last couple years. But if you think about it, even though we're living in the COVID world, they're playing Penn State right out of the chute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to be a concern. They have a solid running back. They have a clear number one wide receiver, mm-hmm. a clear number one at tight end. They were pretty good defensively last year. They bring 8 or 9 starters back. They got a cover corner, a good linebacker. Their offensive line is a weakness to me, but on the road, in a COVID world, in this strange season, it just seems like Indiana is a very, very stern test for Penn State. And by the same token, it's going to be the same thing for Indiana. But it's a game that worries me, not because of COVID world, but because Indiana's starting to feel a little bit of its own oats, too.
All right, Andy, just because I'm having so much fun with this, I love that you have Penn State the 5.5-point favorite at Michigan. I'm going to ask you to respond in a second here, Bob, but you indicated Indiana is the team that you're concerned about. I'm going to ask you to put a point spread on that game.
You want me to put a point spread on that?
Yes, I do, Andy. Oh. You're giving me such a bold take here. You can't leave me hanging.
Okay,
give me the point spread for the Indiana game.
So I'm sure, I'm guessing since the game's in October and it's 3 weeks out and they've announced a schedule there, you might be able to dig somewhere and find an early money line on it or something, but I haven't done that yet. So I would, I'd make it, honest to gosh, I would make Penn State a 2.5-point favorite.
Whew. Interesting. Okay, Bob. Andy was bold. He's really coming out there. He's got Penn State 5.5 points over Michigan and only 2.5 over Indiana. Respond to that and let me know if you've got any other games that you're concerned about.
Yeah. Andy, don't quit your day job. You might go broke if you become a bookmaker. I'll take Penn State and lay the 2.5 in the opener comfortably. What you said about Michigan and the 5.5, I think you could make sort of an argument for that, but they did lose some players. Penn State lost a really good player, by the way, and
they did.
Last year's game, at the end of that game, that 28-21 game where Penn State and Michigan played in prime time, Michigan took Penn State's best shot. And at the end of that game, it was hard for me to believe that the better team at the end of the game was Penn State. They were hanging on for dear life. Part of that was probably because they were protecting the lead. But I just think that Michigan has to be, other than Ohio State, at Michigan, to me, has to be number one. I do agree with you with Indiana being a legit worry, even though Indiana has only ever beaten Penn State once. I was at that game. Bill O'Brien coached for Penn State. It was 2013. But there've been so many close games. Last year's game was close, and usually when the game is in Bloomington, it is a very, very competitive game. I would say that they're number two. The game that is a little bit interesting to me, Penn State, usually it's not necessarily Iowa, just because I don't know. Iowa just never really has the quarterback really to, I think, give Penn State problems. Usually it's a mobile quarterback or an accurate quarterback that really causes Penn State problems. Nate Stanley is neither, and he's no longer the quarterback. I'm a little intrigued by the road trip to Nebraska. I know they play a tough schedule early, but the Huskers better get it in gear soon. They do have a couple talented players. That, to me, a gun to my head, I might put that as the third game that concerns me a little bit. I don't know what the point spread would be, but I think, Andy, you got two of the three right for sure. I'm not sure about the spreads or the order, but I do think it's a pretty favorable schedule when all is said and done for Penn State.
My number two, Bob, was Nebraska.
Yeah.
I had it Indiana, Nebraska, and Michigan in that order were my three beyond Ohio State. I have the Nebraska game as well. Scott Frost is a good coach. He has not been able to pull enough pieces together. You know, if Martinez will be healthy, they've gone three straight years without going to a bowl. They were a disappointing 5-7 last year. Is this the year Scott Frost can show who he is as a football coach at his alma mater? The time seems to be now. He's still got, you know, woeful, holes in terms of he's going to have to use some true freshmen for even starter/depth. So they're his guys. He's recruited him. But overall, I agree with you. Nebraska was number two on my list.
I just think it's an interesting part of the schedule where they go Nebraska, Iowa, Michigan. And I'm not as concerned about Iowa as I normally am. I saw an interview with Kirk Ferentz. He just didn't seem like his team was ready, that it was as if, hey, they canceled the season, so guys go home. We're not all that concerned. Nebraska was fighting to play. I think Nebraska will be more prepared for the season in general. All right, guys, that's it for this edition of our show. Be sure to join us next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. Pick any team during week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.